Outreach Mass, bringing Christ to mid-Michigan for 40 years.
Welcome to the Outreach Mass. Oh my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
So as I've said multiple times before, I am a child of five, so my family's kind of large. And typically with kids, or at least large families, kids have to do chores. I mean, I don't get it, honestly. But my parents, they made us do chores, and one of the dreaded chores we had to do was washing dishes. We didn't have a dishwasher. My mom always said, well, I have five dishwashers in the house all the time. So, I mean, so we were forced to wash dishes, which wasn't terrible, except for the dreaded day that comes every now and then in the year, the holiday. Because, especially when my family comes over, it's a lot of people in the house. And so just stacks on stacks on stacks of dishes, pots and pans, right? Silverware, dessert plates, you know, it just gets a lot. And we didn't have that many plates typically. So we had to wash dishes like three times just to have enough, you know, to have dessert, you know, to have the silverware. And I always dreaded doing it, right? I always kind of, it was just so insurmountable, like the stacks, right? And I was like, this is impossible. Right? I'm gonna be here for hours. You know, everyone's gonna be, you know, eating dessert. I'm still gonna be just dishing away. And so that came to me when I was just meditating on this gospel, because I can only imagine what the disciples, the 72, were feeling when Jesus said, hey, I'm gonna send you out. Like, you're literally gonna go before me to all these towns and proclaim the good news, yet take nothing. Like, what were they thinking? Right? Probably rightfully so. This is going to be an impossible task. What do you mean I can't bring anything with me? Like, no money? Like, how am I going to eat? Right? No food? Like, no. How is that going to happen? And you're going to tell me I have to go proclaim the good news, but I also tell people, like, even the dust, you know, we shake off against you. People are going to hate us. Like, this is not going to work. And yet they went. Right? They trusted in the Lord. And as a side note, that's really what the whole point of take nothing with you is all about. So that whatever happens, it's the Lord's doing, right? They can't say, oh, I had money, and so things went okay. No, it's because of the Lord, everything that kind of happened. But it says they came back, and they were rejoicing. And they said, Lord, even the demons are subject to us. Like, we have authority, we have power because of your name. Now, Jesus doesn't tell them you're wrong, right? Because that is what's happened. But he says, basically, don't search for the power. But really, continue to keep your eyes fixed on what's important, which is heaven. Right? Knowing that your names are written in that book. Today, we are also being called. Right, we are that 72 to go out and proclaim the good news. But how do we respond to that call? So often I feel like we are like myself as a kid having to wash the dishes and like, no, this is impossible. Right? It's not going to happen. I refuse to go. I refuse to do this. I don't want to. And maybe a lot of us are like, I don't have the gifts. Right? Once again, Lord, you have picked the wrong person. Right? My sister, on the other hand, really small fingers. She can get right inside the glass. That's who you need. All right? Not me. Right? This other person has the gifts that are required. Right? Pick them. I'm very content living my life over here, just eating dessert, being comfortable. But no, Jesus says, I have chosen you. Right? That's what it means to be a disciple, to proclaim that good news. We don't have a choice. And so if you call yourself a disciple, if I call myself a disciple, if we believe in Jesus Christ, we have to go out. And I always laugh because it's not going to be easy. Right? It's a common misconception. Right? We follow Jesus, life is going to be pretty good. Right? No. Right? It's going to be hard. Not everyone's going to like you. Things aren't always going to go your way. You're going to have to go without. But if you do, miraculous things happen. Like, we can cure the sick. We can actually bring forth these great miracles. But even when that begins to happen, right, when we see the Lord moving in our life, when we follow his will, we often, though, can become like the disciples afterwards and start being kind of rejoicing and kind of holding on to kind of those effects. It's like, oh, look, wow. Look what we just did. But once again, the disciples, they weren't saying anything wrong. Right? They said, look, even the demons are subject to us because of your name. Right? Not because of anything that I was doing, but because of your name. Right? So they were right in that. But Jesus says, don't focus on that. Right? Don't focus on that kind of control, that authority, that power. Kind of, especially what the world says, but rather be focused on kind of the joy of being in heaven. And so if we're going to kind of spread that good news, we have to, right, have a lot of humility. To always remember it's not about us, and anything that we do is because of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, the sad news is so often, not many people take that step, right? Not many of us actually are willing to go out and be a true disciple, right? We're very content with just living our life, us and Jesus, you know, come to Mass on the Sundays, maybe, right? Just him and me. That's why Jesus says very clearly, right? The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. Yes, the work is kind of serious and tedious, but the reward is great. Right? Not many are going to be going, but I have chosen you. And thankfully, he doesn't choose just us. Right? He chooses others. He sent the 72 out in pairs of two. That's why I was always grateful when I had to wash dishes, I would conscript one of my siblings to help me. Like, no, it's going to be two of us washing these dishes. It'll go by quicker. A little bit of joy. Right? We are not alone in this. Now, if this is true, right, the laborers are few, right, the harvest is kind of plenty, I think that's even more true kind of for the priesthood. Because yes, we need more Catholic marriages. Yes, we need more people working in ministry in the church. Yes, we need more religious. We need more deacons. Right? We need more faithful laity, right, coming to the church. That is true. But without priests, well, we don't really get Jesus. And that's why we have to continue to pray. Right? Pray for everyone, right? That everyone may come to know the Lord, that everyone may come to be a disciple of Jesus, right? That we may have more faithful Catholic marriages, right? More deacons, more religious, you know, more ministers of the church. But also, we need more priests. Now, anybody's saying, like, well, Father Cora, we just ordained 7. I think we're good for a while. That's more than 2. Yeah, but 7 isn't 72. It's definitely not the amount that we need. And so today, as we all are trying to be disciples, today maybe we just ask the Lord, who are you asking me to invite? Right, to come to Mass. Who are you asking me to talk to maybe to tell them about Jesus? Because we are not the masters. We have to ask the master of the harvest to do this. And we always have to ask, Lord, what is your will? Because even doing the greatest things, even a good thing, if it's not God's will, we are doing it wrong. And so today on this Sunday, as we continue to strive for that holiness, right, to be that disciple, right, let us ask the Lord. Let us ask him to send out laborers for that harvest, to rejoice knowing that our names are written in the book of heaven, that he desperately wants a relationship with us. And then maybe we too can bring others into that relationship with him. So today, let us all become a deeper disciple.